Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Red Sox with a win last night in Toronto. Game two of this series tonight. And Alex Cora will talk about that and the impending Major League Baseball playoffs this afternoon on the WEEI afternoon show at 2:30.
Love it.
And, of course, you can leave a Hill note on Red Sox playoff baseball on the New England. Did I say Hill Mail? Hill note. On Sox, Patriots, Courtney being out sick. What else have we discussed this morning? The DoorDash furry. Delivery. Shine being a furry. DoorDash delivery on everything you need to commit a murder. Whatever. Whatever the topic. Our continued ban on Twitch, which Ken has clarified. Ken sent that long letter from Twitch.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really explain anything. Apparently it's a 7-day ban. So... I don't know. We apparently it's a global ban. It's not just a local ban or a national ban. It is a global ban. And based on a review of our activity or content, it's a global suspension for 7 days. So
awful.
And obviously, if there are repeated violations, we may never be allowed back on Twitch ever again.
Wow.
So. Just a heads up to everybody.
Yeah.
So, but we're fortunate to still be able to have the cooperation of YouTube, so you can watch this show on YouTube. The varying chats, Shime. I don't know if you've noticed this. Very territorial. The difference is glaring between the two chats.
Yeah, they're very. People are very particular about which streaming. Site they participate in.
Correct. Yes.
And so when you enter their chat, but you're normally from Twitch and you're entering their YouTube chat,
correct.
Mm-hmm. They like to, you know, mark their territory.
Yes. All right. Yes. Now, I'm wondering if some kind of a meld will occur during these 7 days, and will the former Twitch devotees now become YouTube devotees when it comes to the chat, just specifically the chat. Not the way in which you watch a show. Like, you might find the quality to be better on Twitch or YouTube. I don't have an opinion
okay.
on either.
Like, we're all in the same gang type thing
correct,
now?
Correct, correct.
No,
like,
I don't.
Will they adapt and adjust to their new surroundings? That's my question.
I think people hate change, Greg, so I would say no.
Yeah. You think they'll go back to Twitch?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're both really happy places. I think
yes, they are.
Super.
Yes, they are.
Overwhelmingly.
I mean, listen, ongoing. It's an ongoing debate on everything. Mm-hmm. Including not limited to what's going
Twitch.
On the, what's going on in the show, but everything.
Right.
Okay. Now, not surprising in the least, but you are a subscriber to Tom Brady's manifestation email or whatever it is
that
he sends out, and you got yours this morning.
I sure did.
And a couple things stuck out to you. How often does Tom Brady send out the life-changing, life-affirming email?
I think it's weekly.
Okay.
I read the beginning of this, and I took note, and then I understood it to be a long dissertation regarding Tom Brady, the ethics of him being a limited owner with the Raiders,
yes.
talking to people in a production meeting. And so he separates this into reflection and how he's analyzing everything. It's a really long newsletter, but the beginning was noteworthy to me. It says, reflection. At the Patriots, Bill Belichick had a saying that was the core of his coaching philosophy. Do your job. The next sentence shocked me. He got it from Bill Parcells and passed it on to Nick Saban. I never knew that. I didn't know that Bill. I thought Bill tried to trademark "Do Your Job."
I think they've all trademarked. Didn't the Patriots trademark it?
Yeah, they got all the sayings over there.
Yeah,
well, but do your job.
It would make sense for the Patriots because Parcells was a coach there, but I thought it was Belichick that created the "Do Your Job" mantra.
I never knew who was the original on that. So interesting that
Parcells.
It was Parcells.
Yeah. And so the next section of this lovely newsletter is application. And Tom writes, when you live through uncertain and untrusting times like we are today, it is very easy to watch a person's passions and profession intersect and to believe you're looking at some sort of dilemma. Because when you're blinded by distrust, it's hard to see anything other than self-interest. So this is Tom, feels like an attack against me. This is Tom saying that the broadcast and the football limited partnership, they intersect, but it is not a conflict of interest because the only people that would say that are blinded by distrust.
So he's suggesting like a projecting thing.
Right.
Like if somebody in a relationship accuses you of cheating.
Right.
They are most likely the one that is doing the cheating.
Right, right.
So
who he's going after? Boomer and Marcus Spears?
I think he notes it's pretty interesting. He goes, people who are like that, Boomer aside.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And others, he doesn't quote anybody by name.
It's abhorrent.
Yeah, Marcus Spears, particularly to a chronic pathological degree, are telling on themselves. They're showing you their worldview and how they operate. They're admitting that they can only conceive of interests that are selfish, that they cannot imagine a person doing their job for reasons that are greater than themselves. And then he ends it with the parentheses, these kinds of people make horrible teammates. I wonder who he's referencing. It might rhyme with Antonio Brown.
It's abhorrent.
So just to be clear, he's essentially saying, you can all suggest that I might be getting inside information and that might help my Raiders team that I'm an owner of, but I am too good of a person to ever let that happen. I'm the wrong person to accuse of anything like this.
Well, we know he's given whatever information he's given. He's obviously given it to the Raiders.
He's telling you he's not. He's not giving any information at all.
Come on, Tom.
You're the bad person for thinking it.
But, Tom, we know you better than that. You're super competitive. So any edge that you get, you're picking up the phone and you're calling Pete Carroll and saying, hey, you know what? Just be aware of this. I think the reason why people get their undies and a bunch is because of the video of him sitting in the press box. So, bingo.
With the coordinators.
I think that's where people are like, if Tom was never there, I think people maybe have an issue, but it's not as big of a deal. I think it's the perception of him sitting in there where people are like, uh-oh, this isn't good for the NFL.
Yeah.
So he ends with a lesson if you want to finish there.
Yeah.
As a broadcaster, I want everyone who tunes into Fox on Sunday afternoons to feel like they got their money's worth for 3 hours, that they entrust our entire team. Those are precious hours for busy, hardworking people. We owe them a return on that investment, which is to do our job to the very best of our abilities. For me, it's to entertain and inform and help create a great viewing experience by drawing on the deep well of knowledge and wisdom I have gained from playing football at a high level for 30 years. Mm. And so it doesn't feel like anything's going to change.
No.
But
I love the guy, but he brought it on himself. You can, But once you sit in the coach's box next to the coaches.
Is it a douche move if he brings his own headset?
It's abhorrent.
It is abhorrent.
But isn't that the thing? Like when we make fun of the Colts owner for being down there on the headset. Like when something.
Right, there's a little bit of a difference there, Wade.
No. I'm not saying there's not a difference.
There's a gigantic difference.
But the thing is the view, the perception. When's the last time you seen an owner of a team sitting in the coach's box? Never seen Jerry Jones sitting in the coach's box.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.